Hello and welcome to another reading. If you enjoy these, I encourage you to sign up to the newsletter or head over to the blog where there's many, many more. And you don't have to listen to me read them. You can actually read them yourself, which is probably a hell of a lot more fun. So this article, I think this is a fun one. It is your definitive 8-step guide for dealing with assholes. And my God, do assholes exist? All right, let's just kick it off. Have you ever crossed paths with someone who, for no justifiable reason whatsoever, treated you like an actual piece of human feces, who, for some unbeknownst reason, reciprocated your kindness with what felt like a punch to the gut, a punch that forced you to question your faith in humanity? Of course you have. Who hasn't? Assholes exist, period. Every one of us, at some stage or other, are going to come up against at least a few. And the better we can both detect and deal with the asshole, the better our lives will be. Assholes take shape in many different forms. They live on a spectrum, the asshole spectrum. For example, assholes and bullies are not mutually exclusive. All bullies are assholes, yet not all assholes are bullies. All bullies would grace the upper tier of the spectrum. And then, of course, you have your personal beliefs. I consider disingenuous people to be assholes, but you're unlikely to be left psychologically traumatized from having to deal with one, and therefore, they will grace the lower tier of the spectrum. Here are just a few, off the top of my head, examples of behavior rendering asshole status. Murderers and rapists, obviously. Racists, bigots, supremacists, extremists, and xenophobes. Anyone who bullies or belittles another human. Backstabbers. Anyone who utters the words, "Do you know who I am?" People who are rude to service providers. Service providers who act a dick and expect you to tip them for it. HR professionals who demand you put in an unmerciful effort to apply for a job, yet don't have the decency to get back to you to thank you for your time, let alone provide you with feedback. Anyone who thinks you should work for free. Anyone who doesn't respect you, your time, or your space. Entitled people and ideologists. People who think it's okay to not pay for services rendered. People who think they are above others. That person who complains to the boss about a colleague without first speaking to their colleague. Kiss asses. People who never say thank you and expect you to do shit for them. People who don't clean up their dog shit. Side note, I don't clean up my dog shit. It's culturally acceptable where I live. Although I do make a point to look away and pretend she's not my dog, because acceptable or not, it's still gross. I should have left that out. As you can see, the above examples are based loosely on a spectrum, with the top tier being the worst offenders and the bottom being me. The list goes on. I can be an asshole, clearly. So too can you. We can all be assholes, and we could all do with doing a little work on being less of an asshole to make our way down the spectrum, so to speak. One approach for dealing with assholes is to have complete compassion and empathy for all that must have happened to them to behave in such a manner. But what about the manipulative breed who cast this as an excuse to justify treating people like shit for their own gain? But you're responsible for how people treat you, and if you let them treat you like shit, you have nobody else to blame but yourself, I can hear some assholes say. To which I say, fuck up, Buck. That is not a justification. Sure, you have to learn to stand up for yourself and not let people take advantage of you and treat you like shit. But that doesn't admit or excuse the fact that this skill must be learned because you're an asshole. The worst kind of common asshole is the bully. Bullies can and do ruin people's lives. Unfortunately, humanity is often too quick to hand out virtual blowjobs to these pricks because they value wealth and power over decency. Most of us have been seen disgusting behavior by an asshole we secretly condemn, yet passively condone, because said asshole might be our boss or a gatekeeper to something we want. or we just don't want the inconvenience of doing what's right and calling them out. This, I would imagine, is precisely why Harvey Weinstein got away with being such a scumbag for so long. That and the fact that fear and shame was too much to confront for his victims. This article was originally looking like some more like a dissertation with multiple subcategories for the different types of assholes, further subcategorized to ensure every asshole on the spectrum got their time to shine. Needless to say, I was dealing with a cluster of assholes at the time, and it was beginning to weigh me down. My anger had boiled over from my youth, where I had allowed too many treat me like shit. No more. I wanted my vengeance, to slay the dragon, play my royal flush, and eradicate them all. I wanted blood. More than anything, I wanted to close the moral gap, and to feel justified in doing so, regardless of the consequences. Note, Mark Manson goes into great detail on the topic of moral gaps in his book, Everything is Fucked, which I highly recommend. Now back to it. Thankfully, it was around this time the idea of the Anxiety Support Summit was born, thrusting me into an entirely new dimension and challenge that left me with zero time to deal with said assholes. The lucky bastards had been pardoned. Me, I was on to bigger and better things. Unfortunately, my girlfriend was recently put under considerable stress by some asshole who decided to take advantage of her incredible expertise and generosity. But this prick didn't live up to her end of the bargain, and she made Sharka's life hell, reigniting my rage in the process. And so, as Sharka struggled to come to terms with the weight of the stress this asshole had been putting her through, she turned to her boyfriend who, as it turned out, had ample experience. It was when Sharka expressed a desire to kill, I knew that A, I was possibly rubbing off on her for all the wrong reasons, and B, it was time for Zen Master Nikki to step in and save the day. And while I'm not one to brag, save the day I did. Sharka soon moved from a state of suffering to one of beauty. And in that moment, she turned to me and said, love, you need to finish that love, you need to finish that asshole post. You need to share your wisdom and the light from your purified soul with all your readers and spare them from such agony and despair. I had actually typed it in a Russian action simulator, which is kind of funny if you read it. Inside joke, she's Czech, not Russian, so gets me in lots of trouble. I just wanted to prove we're all kind of assholes in our little ways. Anyway, fuck it. Here's eight steps. Your eight step definitive guide for dealing with assholes. Number one, remove them from your life. Kindness, unfortunately, can make you vulnerable. This is why I encourage a one-strike policy, at least with people who haven't known that long. The second they take the piss, as far as I'm concerned, off is where they can fuck. There will, of course, be instances worthy of a trial. It's up to you to decipher the time for this specific crime. Indeed, it gets a bit tricky with family members, colleagues, employers, partners, friends, or friends by association. In any case, it's good to distance yourself from those that trigger you. And you can always let them know their actions are unwelcome and you would appreciate if they stop. If they continue to act up out of spite, a common asshole trait, and make your life miserable, remember, you have no obligation, irrespective of who they are, to keep them in your life. They don't deserve your kindness or have you in your life. So the best thing you can do is to erase them, and in doing so, create space for better humans. Two, speak up. The sad reality is people will disrespect you if you let them. So you have to learn to speak up and confront them when option A isn't available to you. You have to learn to say no. Not cool, buddy. Most people struggle here because they wouldn't do what the asshole did. They might even blame themselves. They will take it as a rejection, an assault on their character. Rejection breeds obsession and shit. Before long, you end up trying to win the affection of the asshole, allowing the asshole to stick around and continue to be an asshole. The asshole wins, you lose. Most assholes are not heavyweights. They're phantom weight at best who got away with treating you like shit because you let them. If you confront them, They likely get all the weird and uncomfortable and think twice before disrespecting you again. Or they'll remove themselves from your life. Either way, it's a win for you. 3, fight back. Sometimes you do get heavyweights, and sometimes it's best to fight back. For respect and to drive the message home that you're not going to allow them to treat you or another human in such a despicable way. I love a rebel me. I love it when someone believes so much in their fight that they refuse to back down regardless of the implications. And often there are serious implications, especially when dealing with a calculating, power-hungry, manipulative bully. Colin Kaepernick took a knee for social justice and lost a job playing the game he loved and millions of dollars in the process. It takes tremendous courage to stand up to an asshole or a bunch of assholes. Sometimes walking away is your best option because it still shows them how little worth they have over you. And sometimes calling them out publicly or sending that letter from your lawyers is an incredible act of bravery. And while it may cause you considerable stress that may or may not be worth it when all is said and done, you might end up saving someone from living through a similar hell to which you were put through. You may actually contribute to making the world a better place. And surely that's worth it. 4, know it often stems from a deep feeling of insecurity. Whilst it's not an excuse, it might be nice to know that most assholes act from a deep state of insecurity. They're not happy people. They don't go home and feel good about themselves. No joy when they look in the mirror. They're desperate for something and blind to the fact that their behavior won't get it for them. They'll be used, never loved, and they're usually weak, rarely strong. 5, kill them with kindness. A lot of people get off on being assholes and treating others like shit. So if you decide, in spite of how they have treated you, to kill them with kindness, they won't know how to react. They'll feel as if they've got the bends with no oxygen mask in sight. And as a result, will likely leave you in peace and maybe even treat you with the respect you deserve moving forward. 6, let it go. There's a time to fight. There's also a time to let go and walk away. It's normal to be infuriated when people treat you like shit. But too often, the best thing is to let that anger sit and go back over it in your mind and ask questions of yourself as to how this happened. What are the lessons? And what can you do to limit the chance of it happening again? And to feel sorry for them. Like really pity them if that's how they need to behave to feel good about themselves. 7, trust in karma. I don't know if I'm a big believer in karma, at least the Western definition, but I liken it for the purpose of this post. At the very least, I believe there is an emotional distress in those that treat other people like shit. And if they continue down this path, they will eventually get what's coming to them. Epstein and Weinstein are just a couple of names that come to mind. 8, finally, don't become one. I'm stunned by how many adults I see drool at the opportunity to put someone down. I see grown-ass men and women willfully ridicule people in social media groups and berate them because they don't agree with them, online and offline. Being an asshole is part of their strategy or their brand or their desired identity because they think it's cool. It's not. It's sad. They're likely all right people, but they're assholes. Tempting as it is, don't lower yourself by becoming one. When you do act the asshole, swallow your pride and apologize to the person you were an asshole to. I'm not talking about bending over to some absurd ideologist who thinks the world should be governed by their laws. I'm talking about apologizing when you act the prick to someone who didn't deserve it. After all, we don't need one more asshole in the world. We need one less. The end. And thanks for listening. And if you made it this far, the reason when I stumble and stutter and spit and stuff like that and don't go back and edit it is simply because I don't have the time. There's other shit I have to do that's far more important, as you do as well, I'm sure. So, and some people enjoy the stuttering and spitting and the fuck-ups in between. So there you have it. Thanks for listening.